Welcome to A Brief Contact with Prensa Latina Radio to learn more about the inhumane 60-year-old U.S. blockade against the Caribbean island. But Cuba is not alone. The International Committee for Peace, Justice, and Dignity to the People demanded justice from the United States government in the terrorist act on Sunday using incendiary devices against the Cuban embassy in Washington. The group issued a statement questioning, where is the protection of diplomatic headquarters established by the Vienna Convention, which the United States government is obliged to comply with? This is the second time that this embassy, located less than 10 blocks from the White House, suffers a terrorist attack. Also, the group of left-wing legislators of the Central American Parliament, Parlacen, strongly condemned the terror attack on the Cuban embassy to the United States. In a statement, Parlacen noted that this is a terrorist act from the counter-revolution with the complicity of the U.S. government, which proves the contempt for the rights of the peoples, the disrespect for the sovereignty of nations, and the international law. Parlacen members added their request that Cuba be excluded from the state-sponsoring terrorism group. As part of the revival of relations currently underway, the Federation of Industries of the State of Sao Paulo hosted the Brazil-Cuba Business Forum for 2 days. The event was attended by a Cuban delegation of some 27 members, 50 Brazilian companies, and VIPs. At the event, experiences of Cuban and Brazilian companies with successful results were shown, thus opening horizons for future relationships. A business round was also held at the Federation of Industries of the Sao Paulo headquarters. A delegation from the province of Sichuan, China, exchanged with authorities from the Cuban province of Matanzas to promote exchange opportunities in sectors such as tourism. According to Ouyang Sehua, vice president of the Political Consultative Conference of the Chinese People of Sichuan, the Asian province stands out for its tourist benefits. Ouyang explained that the delegation is aware of Matanzas' strong development in the sector, hence the interest in visiting it. Cuba is love was the cry heard in the voice of groups of immigrants and solidarity groups from the city of Miami advocating for the lifting of the U.S. blockade of the island. Despite the heavy rain at times, the participants gathered at the Miami International Airport with signs that read, "Remove Cuba from the list of sponsors of terrorism, Bridges of Love, Down with the Blockade," while repeating slogans and calls for support for the island. Once again in Miami, the seed of love triumphed over hate, Cuban Roberto Gis told Prensa Latina. And this is all for today. Thank you for listening. I'm Hilda Hill from Prensa Latina Radio, looking forward to meeting again next Monday. Thank you.